稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两刻钟，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
欢迎收听晨曦讲座，我是您的同工方华。今天我们进行的栏目是传承跨代的危机与转机，主题是传承为真理而战，讲员是曾金发牧师。曾金发牧师思维敏锐，是一位经验丰富、专门培训门徒的牧师，是亚洲最受欢迎的释经讲道牧师之一。他具有一个特殊的恩赐，就是能够将事物化繁为简。他的双重服事热诚是释经讲道以及领袖的督导。曾牧师也写了非常多部的著作，包括了扎根于神、扎根于性、内在生活陶冶以及彻底翻转的门徒训练等等的书籍。如果您有兴趣，可以上网搜寻。上回曾牧师提到真理会面临攻击的关键领域之一，也就是神的良善。今天曾牧师以他自己亲身经历的两个见证，深信神的良善永不改变，同时他会分享真理面临攻击的另外两个关键的领域，神的权柄以及神的福音。以下我们一块儿来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
About 3 years ago, Anne was diagnosed with cancer.
几年前我太太得了癌症。
She had to go for surgery.
然后需要做手动刀。
On the day of her surgery, I needed to go to my church studio to record 4 messages for 3 countries.
那当天她要动手术的当天，我必须要在教会的这个录音室，我要录好几集的这个节目。
And told me, you don't need to accompany me to the hospital. Go to the studio and record your messages.
那这个 Anne 就跟我讲说，你不用来陪我，没有关系，你就去好好专心去录你的节目。
Now in our marriage, Anne and I have a simple understanding, and that is we speak sincerely from our heart, so we don't have to second guess one another.
那在我们的婚姻当中，我们有一个默契，就是我们都是讲话都是真诚的，没有虚伪，所以不需要去猜，对方讲这句话是什么意思。
So when she tells me you don't need to accompany me, she really means it.
那所以当她说你不用陪我去医院，她是真心的。
I don't even need to ask her, are you sure?
那我甚至不需要去再 double check 说你确定吗？
Because we both believe that the calling God has given to me is a calling of God.
因为我们都彼此我们都相信我们的呼召是来自于上帝。
So I prayed for her that morning and my eldest daughter accompanied her to the hospital.
所以当天早上我就为她祷告，然后请我的女儿陪妈妈去医院。
And I went to the church studio and recorded those 4 messages with great sense of peace.
那当天我就去到这个录音室，然后录了4篇的信息，
Because
心中非常的平安。
Because my wife and I both know God is good.
因为我们两夫妻，我们都知道上帝是一个良善的上帝。
But there's a complication that you must understand as a background.
但是这个有一些背景知识你们需要知道。
Anne was born with a hole in her heart since she was a young girl. I mean, yeah, since young.
就是我太太，其实她出生的时候，她的心脏就有一个洞。
So as a young girl, she's very weak.
所以在很小的时候，她身体其实很虚弱。
And so even a simple surgery because of the hole in the heart could be a serious thing.
那因为她心脏天生有一个洞，所以任何的手术其实都很危险。
And any surgery has its risks.
那任何的手术都是有它的危险性。
So she went in the morning, and the surgery would have finished at 2 o'clock.
早上进去，下午两点才推出来。
When I finished my recording, it was about 3 o'clock. I went home and asked any news about mommy. No news yet.
那我录完了全部的信息，然后回到家差不多下午三点，我就问女儿说：“妈妈有没有最新的消息？”她说没有。
We waited till 5 o'clock. Called the hospital. Still no news yet.
等到五点我们打电话去医院，他说也还没有出来，还没有。
So I told my daughters, you wait at home, I'm driving to the hospital to wait.
那我就告诉女儿说你在家，那我爸爸要开车去医院看妈妈。
In that drive, I felt all alone.
在车上我觉得非常的孤单。
Because anything can happen, there was no news, I don't know what has happened.
因为在那个过程当中我觉得好像任何的事什么事情都有可能发生了，但是我是一个人，我也不知道未来。
There was only one truth I can hold on to, a truth I've been teaching my congregation in difficult times.
但是在这样的一个时候，我只有一个真理可以紧紧抓住，那这个真理是我不断的在教导我的会众的。
I hold on to the truth, God is on the throne, He is in control.
这个真理就是上帝仍然坐在宝座上，他仍然统管万有。
God is good and He cares.
那上帝是良善的，而且他关心。
And God will bring His redemptive purposes to pass.
然后无论发生什么事情，上帝的救赎的目的一定会亨通，一定会实现。
I reached the hospital, still no news, so I went up and inquired, and they say, oh, the surgery was done, but Anne is still resting and asleep.
那后来我终于到了医院，他们告诉我说手术已经完成了，但是你太太很虚弱，她还在那个恢复室里面休息。
Is the surgery successful? Oh, we have to check with the doctor. The doctor will tell you.
那这个手术到底成不成功，你可以直接问这个医生，他会告诉你。
By God's grace, her surgery was successful.
那感谢主的恩典，手术很顺利。
Her cancer was removed.
然后那个癌细胞就已经被移除。
But at that moment in time, in the drive to the hospital, it was a place where the truth of God's goodness was challenged.
但是我知道在那个过程当中，有一个那个微小的声音，那个怀疑的声音，会让我们一直挑战我们。上帝真的是良善的，他真的是好的吗？
So when I talk about the battle for truth, I'm not just talking about some academic exercise.
所以当我在讲这个对真理的挑战，我并不是说在课堂上面或是写报告那种学术的操练。
I'm talking about the faith to hold fast to the word of truth, the word of God.
而是在你的信心，在你的信仰当中，是不是能够紧紧抓住上帝说他自己是良善的这样的一个事实。
Whatever happens, God is good.
不管什么事情发生，上帝总是良善的。
That's something we must hold fast to.
这个是我们需要紧紧抓住的。
This episode in my life has a good outcome, and of course we praise God, but what if the outcome is not good?
当然我刚刚讲的那个情节到最后 是一个快乐的结局，但是万一不是呢？
We can still praise God because He is good.
就算不是，我们仍然可以赞美主，因为他是良善的上帝。
If the outcome is not good, how can I praise God that He is good?
那如果那个结果是不好的， 我怎么能够还赞美的出来说上帝是好的呢？
I learned that truthWhen my grandfather passed away,
当我祖父过世的时候，我了解了一项真理。
As a young boy, I lived with my grandfather and grew up in his home.
那其实我有点像是我祖父带大的。
My grandfather is like my father to me.
所以我的祖父其实有点像是我的父亲。
I remember that day in the afternoon when I heard Grandpa has passed away in the hospital, Anne and I were going out of the door to go to the hospital.
听到我祖父过世的这个消息的时候，我两夫妻是冲出房门。
Then I sensed the Holy Spirit stopped me and said, "Son, pray."
然后我就感受到圣灵好像阻止我，他说：“孩子，停下来，祷告。”
We already out of the door, so I told Ann, "Hang on a while. Let's get back to the room and we knelt before the Lord and we prayed."
我们当时其实已经出了房门，但是因为这个圣灵的提醒，我们又退回来，关上门，然后。在客厅里面祷告。
And as I prayed, there was gratitude in my heart for the years I spent with Grandpa.
那当我静下来祷告的时候，心中充满了感恩，为了多年我可以跟住在爷爷家里。
By the time I finished praying, there was a sense of peace and a sense of thanksgiving for the years we shared together.
祷告完以后，心中充满了平安跟感恩，就是这么多年来跟爷爷住在一起。
So we went to the hospital in great peace.
然后我们就带着深深的平安去到医院。
One of the great joys is my grandfather is a Christian and he brought myself and my brother to the church. 1968 in the church Sunday school, I prayed to receive Christ.
因为其实是我爷爷带着我跟我的哥哥我们一起去到教会，然后我就信了主。
I learned a lesson that day I want to pass on to you.
我当天所学到的功课，我今天也传递给大家。
Anywhere in the world I'm preaching, like suppose I'm preaching today and I hear news that my loved one, say one of my daughters passed away, I know exactly what to do.
那就算是今天，或是我在任何世界哪一个地方，我突然听到我女儿过世，我告诉你，我还是会跟你们讲这样的话。
I will find a quiet place to pray.And give thanks for the goodness of God.
我还是会找到一个安静的地方，然后会去祷告，然后会称赞上帝的良善。
The goodness that we had all these years that we shared together.
那也就是我们这个孩子还在的时候，这些我们能够共处的日子，为这些日子献上感恩。
The goodness that I can entrust my loved one to the care of Jesus, who loved us far more than anyone else.
因为我把我们所爱的人交托给耶稣，比交托给任何人、任何一个地方更加的稳妥。
Today, there's a battle for the goodness of God.
今天这个征战是很剧烈的，就是上帝是否是一个良善的上帝。
The second truth under attack is the truth of authority, God's authority under attack.
那第二个部分呢，就是上帝的他的权柄这个真理受到挑战。
We can see this in the account of Jesus' temptation in Matthew chapter 4.
上帝的权柄受到挑战，你可以从这个马太福音第四章那边可以读到。
In Matthew chapter 4 verse 3, Satan says, "Command these stones to become loaves of bread."
第三节，那试探的人进前来就说，你如果是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
In verse 6, "If you are the son of God, throw yourself down."
第六节说，你如果是神的儿子，你可以从这个殿顶上面跳下去。
Verse 9, all these I'll give to you if you will fall down and worship me.
第九节对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
That was the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness.
我们都知道这是耶稣在旷野受的试探。
Turn these stones into bread.
把石头变成面包。
Have any one of us been ever tempted to turn stones to bread?
你们有没有被试探说把石头变成面包的？
Have any one of us go like, "Oh, I'm tempted to turn stone to bread. Wow, this is a great temptation. Shall I?"
你真的会遇到这种挑战吗？你到那边，然后撒旦挑战你说，哎，把石头变成面包，你就在那里想，我该不该把它变成面包？
You know why Satan never tempts any one of us to turn stone to bread? It's because we cannot.
那因为他不会，为什么他不会给我们这个试探？因为我们根本就知道，我们这个是超乎我们的，我们没有这种超能力。
But Jesus could.
但是你知道，耶稣真的有这种超能力。
And because he could, that was the temptation.
那因为他有这个超能力，所以这个试探对他是真实的。
If you are the Son of God, prove it. turn these stones to bread.
如果你是神的儿子，你就把这个石头变成面包。
It was his temptation to prove his sonship.
那因为他可以，这个是对他与作为神儿子的身份的一个挑战。
And Jesus basically said, "I don't need to prove anything to you."
然后耶稣的回答其实简单的说就是。我不需要向你证明什么东西。
But I need to prove my submission to the authority of the Word of God. It is written, it is written, it is written.
但是对我来说，耶稣说，对我来说，我真正的需要交账，需要面对的是，我如何相不相信上帝终极的权柄，他的话语的终极的权柄。
You know what Jesus was doing when he said it is written? He was reestablishing God's authority in his life.
他为什么一不断的说经上记着说经上记着说因为他在不断的强调上帝话语的权威。
And Satan therefore next tempted him, you throw yourself down, the angels will lift you up.
那四章六节说你如果是神的儿子你就从这个上面跳下去啊他上帝会派他的天使保护你的脚不会踢到石头啊。
It is true that Jesus has authority over the angels.
那当然耶稣的确是有权柄可以命令天使把他接住。
But he submitted his authority to the authority of the Father. It is written, it is written, it is written.
但是他把他的这个他的权柄降服在上帝话语的权柄之下然后不再次的强调经上记着说经上记着说。
The third temptation, I will give you all this if you fall down to worship me, is a temptation to take a shortcut.
那第三个说，你如果俯拜我，就把这一切赐给你。这个是在挑战，在试探耶稣，你去走捷径。
It's a temptation to deny God's authority.
就是在挑战他去否认上帝的权柄。
To take things into his own hands.
把这个所谓的这整个的救世大计就抓在自己的手上。
Just bow down to me, Satan says, and all these shall be yours.
你只要拜我一下，我就把这个万国的荣华都赐给你。
But Jesus bowed to the authority of the Word of God.
但是耶稣只俯伏向着上帝话语的权柄俯伏下拜。
That was his key to victory.
那么我们看到这个是他得胜的秘诀。
And that is the key lesson we must learn in the battle for truth.
那这也同样是我们所需要学习为真理征战当中的一个关键点。
In times of temptation, you and I must learn to reestablish God's authority in our lives.
那在面对试探的时候，也就是我们重新建立上帝话语对我们生命的权柄的时候。
Under whose authority do we minister?
那我们是在靠谁的权柄在服事呢？
The Word of God.
我们就是靠上帝话语的权柄。
It is the authority God has given. We cannot shift out of that authority.
因为是上帝话语的权柄让我们呼召我们来服事所以我们不能够把这个权柄的根基给更改了。
We know a policeman in his uniform has that authority.
我们知道你一个警察他穿上那个警察的制服的时候这个象征是政府所赋予他们的权柄。
He could stretch his hand and stop a car not because he's stronger than a car but because he has authority.
他举起手来要让那个大卡车停下来他就要停下来不是因为他有肉身的力量而是政府给他的这个权柄
Because he stands in the name of the law
那他是好像奉主的名站在那里
But you imagine the same policeman who is now drunk
那你可以想象如果这个警察他现在是醉酒了
He's still wearing the uniform It's the same uniform
那他仍然穿着这个警察的制服。
And in his drunken state, he bangs on the door and says, "In the name of the law, open up."
然后他在那里用力的敲门，说：“奉主的名。”
Same man, same uniform.
同样的一个人，然后同样的制服。
Same words in the name of the law.
那口中说的一样的话，奉主的名。
But the citizens don't need to obey him because he has came out of that authority.
那这个可能这个市民就不想遵守，不想听他的，因为他已经让自己脱出了这个权柄的范围。
When we sin against God, we come out of his authority.
所以当我们犯罪的时候，我们就好像失去了上帝在我们身上的权柄。
We are called to be blameless before Him.
我们蒙召是要过一个无可指责的生活。
We are not called to be sinless before Him because none of us can be sinless, but we can be blameless.
我们不可能是没有罪，但是我们却是可以过着一个无可指摘的生活。
Sinless and blameless are two different things.
所以无罪跟无可指责，这是两个不同的概念。
Only Jesus is perfect and sinless.
只有耶稣他是完美，他是没有罪的。
We are not.
我们是人，我们不是。
Therefore, morning by morning, including this morning, my prayer has been, Lord, forgive us our sin.
所以每一天早晨，包括今天早晨，我仍然向神祷告，赦免我的罪。
Because we can come to take short accounts with God and come in repentance.
因为我们有一天都要向神交账，我们需要常常带着悔改的心。
Listen, there's a great difference between falling in sin and living in sin.
你无意这个无意当中所无心之过所犯的罪，跟你住在罪中，这是两个完全不同的概念。
When we fall in sin, we come in repentance, either by our words, our life, our behaviors, our thinking.
因为我们在我们的思想、言语、行为当中，就难免有过错。
And in that repentance and forgiveness, we stand blameless before God in Him.
但是我们借着悔改认罪，我们就可以回到那个无可指责的，在神面前回到那个无可指责的这样的地位。
That's the battle for truth.
那这个部分也是在真理上面的征战。
It is the truth of God's authority in our lives.
那这个部分的征战仍然是上帝的权柄的这个真理的征战。
The third truth under attack is the truth of God's gospel under attack.
第三点呢是上帝的福音受到攻击。
In 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, In that case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers.
这个地方讲说，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
The God of this world refers to Satan, who has usurped the world that God has given to Adam.
这个地方讲世界的神就是撒旦，他等于是篡夺了上帝的这个的世界。
And now the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who are unbelieving.
那这个世界的神就把那些不信之人的心眼给弄瞎了。
He attacks the truth of the gospel.
他攻击福音的这个真理。
We have the gospel. We must preach the gospel.
我们拥有这个福音，我们也要传扬这个福音。
But more than just having the gospel and preaching the gospel, we must appreciate the gospel we have.
那不只是传扬或者是讲传讲这个福音，我们更是从心中我们感激，我们欣赏这样的福音。
From the depths of our heart, we must know what a wonderful gospel this is.
所以从我们的内心的深处，我们要发出说，这个福音多么伟大呀！
I'm a man of tears. I cry over many things.
我是一个很爱哭的人，我常常会为一些事情流泪。
I cry over the lost.
我为那些失丧的灵魂哭。
When 911 happened, I saw it in CNN. I was in tears for those who are lost without knowing Christ.
在911攻击的时候，我为那些死亡的，然后或是没有信主的人而流泪。
I saw the firemen bravely trying to rescue those who are in the fire, and I feel, Lord, if only the church is as fervent in rescuing the lost.
我看到那个消防员很英勇地冲到火场里面，然后去救那些困在里面的人。我心里就想，但愿我们的福音的战士也跟这个消防员一样的勇敢。
I saw friends and relatives holding placards. Have you seen this? Have you seen this? They were seeking the lost. If only we, the church, could have been as passionate in seeking the lost.
那他们在外面，你会看到很多人在问说，你有没有看到谁谁谁？你有没有看到谁谁谁？
I cry for the lost.
但愿我们也一样为这些失丧的人、失丧的灵魂而哀哭。
I also cry for my own sins.
然后我也为我自己的罪而哀哭。
But the thing that brings most tears to me, that I cry most often, is when I think about the cross of Jesus Christ.
但是让我哭的最厉害的是耶稣在十字架上。
Because my Savior died for me.
因为我的救主为我死在十字架上。
In Bible College, I was in the prayer room praying, and I had a vision of the cross.
有一次我在神学院的祷告室祷告的时候，我看到了一个十字架的意象。
I make a distinction between dreams and vision.
那一次我懂得分辨什么叫做梦，什么叫做意象。
Dreams is when I'm asleep. Vision is when I'm awake.
简单的分别就是梦是在我睡着的时候，意象是我在醒着的时候。
And as I was praying in the prayer room in Singapore Bible College, suddenly my consciousness was not in the prayer room, but at the foot of the cross.
我记得那次在祷告的时候，我人的身体是在祷告室里面，但是我的意识好像被提到这个基督的十字架的脚下。
And I was kneeling at the foot and I was crying.
我跪在这个十字架的下面，然后我在那里哭。
And all I can say is, Lord, come down, come down. I'm not worthy for you to die for me, Lord, come down.
然后我记得我当时我好像内心在不断的在呼喊，主啊，你下来，你下来，我不配你为我死在那个上面。
40 years have passed, but those tears, that love that God has in Christ still touched my heart very deeply.
40年已经过去了，但是那一天那一幕还是深深的触动我的心。
您现在收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是节目主持人芳华。以上您所听到的内容是曾金发牧师为您分享的传承为真理而战。以下我们一块来听宇宙光百人合唱团所带来的诗歌《真理进行曲》。基督精兵奋勇向前，为真理而战。谢谢您收听今天的晨曦讲座。愿神坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿神坚立。我是芳华，我们下回再会。